Vivian makes a huge impression on all the men, especially the prince. All vie for the first dance with her, but the prince, of course, prevails. The princesses must settle for decidedly second choices. After the dance and the room clears, Vivian reflects on the situation with her aunt, Mumut, who advises her to marry one of the rich suitors, but not the prince. Ozir is announced, and Mumut, considering him a potential suitor, withdraws.
Here's the prince's bouquet.
Oh, yes, how lovely.
There's a chain attached to it.
Oh, my.
What is it, a diamond necklace?
Yes, similar to the one given to me by the Tsar of Russia.
Given by the Tsar of Russia?
Yes, but that was some time ago. Now men give me handshakes, not diamonds. But tell me, dear, have any rich men proposed to you? They tell me the regent Milok can be landed. He's one of the richest men in Europe, and he's only 50.
Much too young.
Ladies.
Excellency, the Minister of War, 20 million.
I must speak to your niece alone.
Here's the prince's bouquet. Oh, I'm forgetting my waltz with the regent. If you will excuse me.
Will you need me as your chaperone, auntie?
Mademoiselle, my trade is war, not diplomacy. Let me lay my cards on the table. I have been informed of the great admiration that our crown prince has for a certain charming artiste.
I understand, and you wish that I accept an engagement to sing on another continent.
No, I wish that you should stay. The happiness, the very existence of our kingdom may depend on it.
Depend on my staying? But why?
May I ask you a question? Do you love the prince?
I hardly know him.
But you find him attractive?
Many men are attractive. Others aren't.
The prince is impulsive. As the king, he may entice you with diamonds.
I appreciate your warning, minister, but I will definitely not become the king's favorite.
You misunderstand me. It is my hope that you should marry the king.
I? The queen?
Yes. The politics of the nation demand that the king marry for love.
But I am not of noble birth. I have no title.
A mere bagatelle. If you marry the prince, great wealth will be yours. But it's up to you to fascinate him more and more. More and more. Understand?
I understand that there is a reason you wish me to marry him.
I don't care if you love him, but there is great profit in it for you in marriage.
Excellency, you are clearly too clever for a man. You should have been a woman.
Do you accept?
I'll consider.
The prince is in the ballroom dancing with the Princess Diana.
Doing penance for his sins.
When might you make a start?
At the first chance.
Then tonight.
Oh, Auntie will be thrilled.
What a dancer.
Yes, to be able to dance with Diana.
Hello, ladies. How are all your highnesses?
Why, this must be the American girl.
How'd you know? Is it my dress? Well, I was invited by the American ambassador, so I wouldn't miss a royal wedding for the world. So who's the lucky winner?
Well, it has to be one of us. It can't be you.
Don't worry. I'm not buying today. Only browsing. If I wanted to marry the prince, I'd have to buy a title first. Can't let father die before I help him get rid of some of his money.
Are you going to do that?
How the hell should I know? I don't know if it's worth it yet. If he's got what it takes, I'd consider it.